Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Should our faith journey get more comfortable the longer we're a Christian? Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Pastor and author Mike Erie invites us into the deeper mystery of knowing God and to pursue living in the tension and difficulties of walking in faith. We gained a new appreciation for the unseen and unanswered in reviewing Mike's new book, Astonished, Recapturing the Wonder, Awe, and Mystery of Life with God. And Mike shared an example from God's Word of a situation where we may not be fully glimpsing the richness of the message God has for us.
So 29:11 is, I know the plans I have for you to prosper you and bless you. But this is after God says to his people, I'm going to be silent for 70 years. If anyone claims I'm speaking for them, they're a liar, right? So 70 years in exile, 70 years living in a land that's not your own, 70 years of being renamed and being forced to be indoctrinated into this religious cult of Babylon. After 70 years, then I'm going to prosper you. So we want to run straight to the prosper part, but we want to skip the 70 years of silence first. And again, that's just another way we try to cut the corners off that are a bit rough on the faith and just make it about me and my blessing. If you look at Christian bestseller lists, Are those books about us? Or are they books about God? Are they books about how to make me better? I mean, we're the most blessed nation in the history of the world, and so many of our bestsellers are books on how to be more blessed. And so you just recognize, oh, okay, maybe there's a different project that Jesus is interested in, and it turns out to be semi-antithetical to the project that I'm interested in.
And it seems like that project has to do with desperation, right, in terms of where our faith really comes to the place of surrender.
That's right. I think that is absolutely, that is the center of it. When you look at how Jesus interacted with people, you can make two columns, a list of non-desperate people and a list of desperate people, and see how he responds to each. To the desperate people who dig through a roof, who fight through a crowd, who instead of shouting unclean, unclean, go up for a touch of Jesus to be healed as a leper, Jesus responds with healing and blessing. Your faith has saved you. For the folks that have other options, he lets them walk away. And so we want Jesus and all of our options too. And Jesus keeps saying, you know, I'm the reward for following me. I'm the treasure. And if you're convinced there's treasure elsewhere, then following me will be a burden.